Well, we start hour number three like we do every day with Jeff Cooner. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Jeff, your column today deals with, as far as I'm concerned, a forgotten part of the world by many. You know, you talk about the small Balkan nation, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and radical Islam. Explain all of this, because do you agree most people just kind of forget about that?
They've forgotten about it, but I think they're going to start remembering it very soon. What's been going on there over the last 10 years is that the Saudi government, along with the Iranian government, have been funding radical mosques, funding charities that serve as front groups for al-Qaeda cells. You are seeing the growth of Wahhabism throughout that entire region, which is a very intolerant, extreme form of Islam practiced in Saudi Arabia, now being spread across the Middle East, but also in the Balkans. And as this is going on, you have the Bosnian Serbs, who occupy about a half of that country, hungering and thirsting for secession. This is going to lead, I believe, to a bloodbath. It's going to lead potentially to renewed fighting. And Andy, I've been to that part of the world many times. I've been to both sides of Bosnia. I've been, for example, to the Muslim Croatian Federation. I have driven through Croatian villages. These are Catholic villages that go back centuries. There is not a Muslim living in any of these towns or villages, and yet every one of them is littered with these huge, soaring, spectacular mosques and minarets. And when I asked them, I said, well, are there any Muslims in this city or in the surrounding area? They say no. In fact, there are imams that just go from town to town to literally air out these mosques. And I say, well, why are they being built? Because what is now happening is that the radical extremists, not just in Bosnia, but in the Middle East, want to show that Islam is a permanent presence in the Balkans, that it is spreading and expanding. And so what I've seen from my own eyes in places like Sarajevo, the capital, is videotapes are now being sold on the streets, glorifying jihadists, glorifying Osama bin Laden. There are virulent sermons being made almost on a weekly basis, denouncing the West, denouncing America, and this is now used as the pipeline for Germany, for France, for England, for Italy. This is spreading like a cancer across Europe. And then I go to Paris, I go to London, I've been to Berlin, I've been to Hamburg. There are many of these areas you feel like you're in the Middle East. And there's demonstrations almost on a weekly basis where they call for Sharia law, where they call for the governments of these countries to be overthrown, where they call for a world Muslim empire, where they deny the Holocaust even happened, or they deny it or they want it to happen. It's so you get two kinds of posters. You say it never happened or it should happen again. So this is now the evil that is lurking in the heart of Europe, and it is spreading everywhere. And the point of my column is not to revisit the Balkan Wars of the 1990s, but if we in the West are going to deliberately bury our heads in the sand and not confront this growing menace that is happening not just in the Balkans, but across Europe and increasingly here in America. Andy, I have to tell you, this is very politically incorrect, but you go to some places in Dearborn, Michigan, there are obvious radical Islamist groups and sympathizers there. You see it all the time. The Saudi lobby is extremely powerful in Washington. The proposed Ground Zero Mosque, which looks like it won't get off the ground. But the funding behind that initiative comes from Saudi Arabia. In Northern Virginia, there have been several mosques founded by the Saudis that we know were led by very radical, virulent clerics calling for holy war against America, the destruction of the Jews, and holy war against the West. So unless we say enough is enough, that these radical mosques must be shut down, that we have to end this propaganda offensive against the West. I'm for freedom of speech, but when you are inciting violence, when you are inciting religious and ethnic cleansing, when you are inciting literally subversion of the government or the countries that you live in, you, to me, have transgressed a line. You are now inciting violence. You are now actively acting as a fifth column. You are essentially declaring war upon the people around you and the people in your midst. That's where I think the West has to say enough is enough. You want to be Muslim? God bless you. But once you start getting into violence and promoting terrorism and promoting holy war and promoting jihad, then you're something different. Then you're basically a criminal who's trying to aid and abet others to commit horrific crimes and atrocities. So, Andy, this is, I think, the seminal question of our time. It's lingering over us. Mitt Romney today has a very interesting op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal saying if he's president, he will not allow Iran to acquire the nuclear bomb. The issue now is this. Will radical Islam get the mother of all weapons? Will they now get a bomb? Now, you've seen terrorist attacks. You've seen suicide attacks. If they're willing to send their daughters and their sons, some of them as young as 12 or 13, to strap dynamite around their chests, to blow up Jews and innocent women and children on buses or cafes, what, my God, would they do with a nuclear weapon?
I don't know. That is scary stuff. What, you know, in the case of Bosnia-Herzegovina, the U.S. State Department, where are they in all of this?
Well, the problem in Bosnia is this, is that the majority, they call them Bosniaks. They're essentially Bosnian Muslims. But the majority of Bosniaks are actually very secular. The tragedy of the war of the 1990s, and this I really blame the Serbs for this, is by their war of aggression and campaign of mass murder and ethnic cleansing, they radicalized segments of the Bosniak population. This opened the way for Saudi Arabia and Iran to enter. In fact, Bosnia could have been literally the model for a secular Muslim country. They had no history of Wahhabism, no history of Islamic fundamentalism. Everybody drinks, everybody smokes, everybody eats pork. I mean, literally, Andy, one of the traditions is to roast a pig on a spit. I mean, they're the most un-fundamentalist, almost unreligious people you'll ever meet.
Uh-huh.
That changed in the war. So the majority of the Bosnian Muslims are still very pro-American. They're very sympathetic to the West. But there are now growing jihadists in their midst. They're a small band, but they're growing. They're getting more militant. They're getting more aggressive. And this is a pattern that's replicating itself all across Europe. So the State Department is trying to work with the authorities. But the problem is, Andy, it's sort of like a cancer. It begins to spread. And unless you extirpate it, unless you do, you know, radical surgery, it just metastasizes. This is the problem. You know, Andy, in world, people, I used to teach history at McGill. In the 1930s, most people don't know this, the majority of the German people were actually anti-Nazi, but they were silent. It was the minority that captured the German state and drove Europe into war. It's not majorities that drive history. It's militant minority.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that to me is the key point. So that's the problem with radical Islam. Wherever it's reared its head, it always leads to violence. Everywhere.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend in spite of it all.
God bless you, Andy. Sorry, I don't mean to end on such a negative
note.
No,
I understand. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, but this is serious stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I will be seeing Paranormal Activity 3. It's my first, literally my first movie I'm going to see since we adopted little Ashley.
All right. Well,
my first 2 hours, Andy, away from the kid. I can't believe it.
I expect a full review.
God bless you, Andy.
See ya.
Bye.
Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times.